It's time. Don't mind the sound. We're just hitting the atmosphere of the planet now. I'm strapped into the main chair, got my eye on the radar, and I'm hoping for a peaceful landing, where I end up alive and in one piece. Ooh, it's getting a little rocky. And I'm getting a little nauseous. Okay. Once we get past the atmosphere, I should be able to see better out the window, and I'll know if this planet looks inhabitable or not. Should be any moment now. Oh my god, we made it through the atmosphere. And we're even slowing down! This pod was meant to land itself after all. I'm looking out the windows now, and I see water. And green! It looks habitable! I can't tell if they're cities, it just looks like forest to me, but I'm keeping my hopes up. Uh-oh, is that a bad thing? Well, if I don't make it through, but you find this recording, just know I tried. Oh wow. Oh wow! It's breathable air! And there's smoke in the distance, which probably means people. Oh, and no. I didn't just step out without my spacesuit on to see if I could breathe or if I could die immediately. I stepped out of my suit first, and the readings my suit gave me said there was plenty of breathable oxygen around me. By the way, in case you're wondering how you can hear me, I managed to pull the comm system apart, and now I can carry it around. It's a little bulky, but nothing I can't manage. You're coming with me as I explore this planet, future listeners. The pod landed safely, though it was a little rocky there for a few. That's why the alarms went off, I guess. Lots of turbulence. I have some food and water packed up in a sheet that I made into a makeshift backpack, and I'm headed out. As soon as I got the door open, I saw smoke in the distance, so I'm headed there. Wow, there's birds here, and I hear a river nearby. I am afraid to drink it, though, because I have no idea if what's in it could kill me. It looks like if I follow the stream, it takes me towards the smoke. Anyway, I'm going to sign off for now and focus on walking so I don't trip. I'll come back when I'm closer to the source of the smoke. I'm about halfway to the smoke now, and I'm stopping to take a break. It's a bit further than I thought it was. It's starting to get darker, and I'm both afraid to stop and afraid to keep going, so I'm not exactly sure what to do. I don't have any kind of protection out here. Maybe I could climb a tree? I'm not exactly in shape to climb one, but I will if I need to. Hello? Did you hear that? I think I heard something. Oh my god, I hear a person! Hello? Is there someone out there? Hello? Hope it's coming from this direction.
Deirdre, is that you?
Ren? Oh my god!
Give me a hug!
How? How did you end up here? How did I end up here? Are the others here? Ren, oh my god, I missed you so much!
Oh, I missed you too.
Ren. Oh, Ren. I love you.
I love you too, Mighty. And yes, there are others. Not everyone, but Ramses and Miranda are back at the camp. We've been waiting for you.
What? You have?
Yeah, come see. I have so much to fill you in on.
Thank you all so much for listening to episode 6, the season 1 finale of Solo. Deirdre was voiced by me, Mel Hartman, and Ren was voiced by Lisa Park. If you enjoyed season 1, then don't worry, season 2 will be here before you know it. In fact, look for an audio clip in this feed soon explaining when season 2 will be out. Again, thank you so much for listening.